News Talk 590 KUGN here at 719. I got to come up, you guys, Rory and Mark, it's a Tech Talk Thursday. You guys have any ins on those walking treadmills? About this high? Huh?
The walking desks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
You're trying to get one for the station?
I would love to get one, because you know what? Just sitting and sitting, and we've heard all kinds of stories about, you know, people's backsides getting larger because all they're doing is sitting on them, right? But if you're doing this, and doing the chat thing, it's like, it's a win-win, right? Right?
That's right. Yeah, you know, and there's a startup in town, I forget the name of them, but they make a omnidirectional treadmill for use in VR.
Seriously?
Yeah, you put on some funky slidey shoes, and it's like you walk around inside of a bowl, like a half bowl kind of thing. You could totally use one of those.
And it's not, you don't have to be a certain height. You could be short here or whatever. It doesn't
any
matter.
Any size,
right?
Yeah.
Any size. Love it. Love it, love it. Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN, 721. Where do we want to start with? We're going to start with the hackathon. Is there something going on this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So our friends over at BitForest, the game developers in town, they have a game riff coming up at the library this weekend. And that's from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And essentially what a game riff is you go in and they give you the basic shell of an arcade game. And then they have you add elements that you want to add. So you can add different graphics, sound effects, and it's essentially a way to start learning how to program video games.
So what's a shell?
Like the basic bare bones portion of a game.
Okay.
So instead of having to build it from scratch, they give you the framework and say, here's the framework of the game. Here's the starting point.
Got it. Okay.
And then you just build off of that. And it's to teach specific skills. And they do these game riffs very frequently at the library. It's been a whole series so far the past few months.
And kids as young as brilliant can come in, right? No, seriously.
Absolutely. It's very open to who can show up and work on it. And there's people who are young kids, all the way up to old kids.
Give me an idea. How young?
I've seen like 10, 11.
Really?
Even younger for some of them. But some of it does require a little bit, you know, a little bit more knowledge and some of that stuff. But the folks at BitForest and the game developers in town, they're very open to helping even the youngest of kids, you know, even the younger ones that show up. They get the attention and you know, we want to share with people what's going on and how to build a game.
And I think it's kids of all ages.
It
right?
is, yeah.
If you're interested in games at all.
Right, right.
Feel free to show up. And it's Saturday and Sunday. You can show up to either day or both.
So is there anything better than when you got a wee little one that's got a little bit of interest and then you can add to that spark? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can just see. You can see the wheels spinning. You can see the questions forming. And you just see the excitement and the curiosity that is just like of a child, the curiosity of a child, and that's an impressive thing to witness.
And making the transition from seeing a computer game as something that you consume and that somebody else builds, and making that transition to, oh my goodness, I can do this. I made a change to that game. Now this is something that I'm building. Like, that's what got me started as a kid, you know, programming. So yeah. Events like the game riff, you never know what that's going to spark in somebody.
Absolutely. So now you got a big announcement about something happening a year from now. Yes.
Speaking of making, the Nation of Makers Conference, which is the annual nationally recognized event of the maker movement, is coming to Eugene, Oregon in 2020.
Heck of a deal. Yeah.
We will be the host city, and we'll be the host city. And it's a big deal. I'm on the planning committee for that. Darby made this happen. We owe her a lot of gratitude for the amount of effort she put in to selling Oregon and selling Eugene as being a maker state and a maker city. And so we're going to be bringing makers from all over the country to come visit Eugene next year around this time. And you know, just show everybody how much maker stuff we have going on.
Could be as many as 1,000 people coming to town, maybe.
I think so. I think that it was there were hundreds of people in Chattanooga weeks ago, and I think there was hundreds of people in Santa Fe 2 years ago.
So it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Well, you know, and it's kind of a movement, you know, and there's a lot of people that show up to these things that come from different governments. There was a mayor's panel at the last one, and so they had like four mayors from around the Chattanooga area come in and talk about making as an economic driver. So we'll be reaching out to way beyond Eugene to engage all of Oregon.
Great.
And the more people we get engaged, the more people will want to show up.
Excellent. And you're on the planning committee, so we expect updates.
Absolutely.
Rory, you want to take us out, bud?
Absolutely. For information on what you've heard today, you can always check us out online, eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
You got that down. We're Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN.